Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by School Uniforms, by Tommy Hilfiger, by Right Fit Sports Performance and Wellness, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and Vestibular Training Products. We've got a great doubleheader today. Anthony Drago, I'm sorry, he's a peak performance consultant, he's a speaker, he's the author of Go Prove Something, using many years of working with basketball players for speed, agility, and quickness. He's a speed, agility, and quickness trainer for positive life lessons. Then we're going to have Avnita Suri. She's a holistic health coach, a mental health master practitioner, and her field really is chronic pain, and the sports doctor's in, and some emails. Anthony Drago, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Great. Give us some background on you and the peak performance coach.
Well, I've been working with basketball players for probably about over 15 years, and what I worked on mostly was the speed, agility, and quickness, not too much of the actual basketball skill work. And the other aspect was the personal development. And what I realized was I started leaning more towards the personal development as opposed to the speed, agility, and quickness, just because I saw the kids kind of gravitating towards it. So once I realized that, I started kind of focusing more on the personal development aspect. And I guess you could say utilizing the life lessons that you learn on the basketball court with the kids. So that's kind of like I kind of tell them that, you know, life is basketball and basketball is life, because I believe that basketball, out of all the sports, is the one sport that emulates life exactly the way it is. In basketball, it's 5-on-5. You play full court. There's no restrictions to where you can go on the court, and it doesn't matter if you're 5'3 or you're 6'10. Whatever you want to do, you can do within the rules, and I believe that that emulates life. You can't take a playoff. So that was kind of like where it started, understanding that, and then it kind of, you know, just snowballed into the personal development and using the speed, agility, and quickness as kind of like a parallel to communication and personal development.
Yeah, that's something that we talk about on the Sports Doctor for decades, Anthony, is the mental game as part of whatever it is, whatever your sport is, whatever your level is, whatever your age is, that whole mental side of sports and youth sports especially, and the fact, of course, you know, what athlete doesn't want to work on their speed, agility, and quickness when it comes to whatever their sport. And then you're talking on my terrain when we're talking about the role of the foot in sports and the whole idea of strengthening the foot ankle big time in order to enhance and paying attention to biomechanics in that regard, regarding the staying away from injury and enhancing performance. But again, the peak performance, the mental side, is something where we have psychologists and even psychiatrists and mental coaches of all types talking about that side of it. And it's interesting is you're using basketball as an example regarding the whole life lessons. That talk a little bit more about that. That's really interesting.
Well, one of the things that I think that you can parallel with life, I actually did a speech on this, is that there's a few aspects of basketball that I think parallel life exactly. Like, number one is you take a shot. The only way in basketball you can score is if you take a shot. The ball has to go through the hoop. And I think that that's the same way that life is. You know, you can't do anything. You can't take a step forward. You can't move anything if you don't take a shot for it. You know, there's a lot of risk not taking a risk. You know, then the other aspect is assist in basketball, right? You don't always have to shine. You don't always have to be the one that gets the highlight. You know, anyone who plays basketball or even sports in general, you know, but specifically with basketball, a lot of times the guy who scores is the product of two or three passes prior to that. So I tell people, like, listen, if you have a chance to help someone, let them shine. You take the back seat. Let them shine. You'll get your credit when your credit is due. You know, and that's something I think that this world needs a lot of, not even just sports, but in general. And another one is the rebound. You know, most people, you know, the only way you become successful is by failing over and over and over again. So when you fail, if you take the shot and you miss, which happens at least 50% of the time, what do? Do you just sit there and mope with that you missed, or do you go get the rebound? So you go get the rebound, and then you plan your attack again. So I think, like, those three in and of itself are kind of like a way that you can kind of go towards life and approach life.
I think it's a terrific group of analogies in so many different respects. We're going to talk about each of them. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see what the topics were, who the guests were, from all over the world, and an endless array of fitness, wellness, sports medicine topics. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read a whole slew of articles on all aspects of performance and fitness and preventing injuries with one of my sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, and a whole array of other topics. Again, if you follow us on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, we have over 30,000 followers. We present a lot of great information. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, and I throw link in also in there. We're talking with Anthony Drago. He's a peak performance coach. He's the author of Go Prove Something, and he's talking about some of these comparisons in the world of basketball assists. And hey, you got to take the shot, and who's getting the rebound? I guess teammates must be a big deal. Give us quickly, Anthony, the website. People can go out, go and find out about your book and your program.
Sure. My website is very simple. It's my name. It's www.anthonymmatthewdrago.com.
Yes. I think people make the comparison a lot, you know, in the speaking world and the educational world, using sports in lots of different ways in order to apply. You know, some of the greatest speakers have always been some of the greatest coaches in the different sports speaking to individuals. I would assume the age groups that you deal with are what?
They range from, I've trained children as young as 5, and I have players that I trained that played overseas several years, were kind of like stars overseas and in the D League. So it's a matter of who's willing to accept the information.
Yes. And that's always been the challenge. I think, again, the idea of life lessons, you know, in the world of youth sports, my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the big part of it is the importance of communication between parents and coaches and youngsters. You know, the pressures are huge in so many different areas. And I think, you know, learning some of the mental skills, you know, makes a lot of sense. And I would imagine that a lot of your information is very much involved in the business world.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I actually just recently created a new program that I'm going to be using for sports teams, for organizations, for at-risk youth organizations, and it's called Communicate with Impact. Just like you said, communication between people, I think it's a lost art today. You know, most people today speak, and when the other person is speaking, they're waiting till they're finished so they can tell them their point and why they're right. They're not actually listening. You know, we need to have more conversations. So I think by communicating and actually listening with intent to understand is something that's missing in the world today. And you know, especially in the youth sports, because everybody, you know, is trying to get that free ticket. They're trying to get that, you know, that highlight reel, and they're not really listening. I call it Generation E for entitlement. They think they don't have to do anything, that they just deserve it. You know, the participation trophies and just showing up and getting a trophy. And I think it's really hurting the kids in the long run. It might initially be beneficial because they feel good, but in the long run, when the real world hits, they're not going to be prepared that, guess what, you're going to lose more than you're going to win.
You know, it's an interesting point, although I was always a fan of including trophies because the kids showed up and participated and were good teammates. So sometimes it's a matter of, you know, where the perspective is in that, but exactly what you're talking about is, I know, is a big theme which is the whole idea of taking responsibility. You know, youth sports is such a big business. And one of the reasons I co-wrote the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, was the epidemic of overuse injuries, both mentally and physically, in youth sports. Are you still doing any more coaching in the world of basketball, Anthony?
I haven't in a while because I just my schedule where I've been working on my other programs and other things. But I still keep in touch with all the people that I used to train with, and it's still the same way. It's you know what it is that when I was growing up, you know, I'm dating myself a little here, but I used to play stickball. I used to play freeze tag. I used to run around the park. We used to play all different sports. Therefore, my body was able to adapt to all the different movements. Now the kids have to play only basketball, only indoors, only if it's a wood floor, if the temperature's right. We baby the children too much instead of letting them fall down and get back up and figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, a lot of times mom and dad, you know, and of course today the whole world of sports is turned upside down. Although you gotta credit basketball with the bubble is the only
yes.
sport that for the most part really has, you know, people thought they were crazy, but they're getting
yep.
away with it and staying healthy, which is great
yeah.
to see. Of course, the athleticism of the sport of basketball continues to explode. It's just really remarkable. To see how bigger, faster, stronger, you know, and again, the importance of one of your original themes here, which was, you know, speed, agility, and quickness, you know, again, rings a big, big bell with the sports doctor when we're talking about trying to include the kinds of training, you know, that can help enhance the two goals with any of these players at any levels, which is one, can I prevent injuries as best I can? And two, again, can I enhance, the performance? And again, all of those criteria really, really have so much to do, you know, in the world of business, whatever it happens to be. And like sports and like life and like business, Anthony, everything's been turned on its head with
mm-hmm.
the virus, and we need all the positive energy that we can somehow muster. We really, really do. There's not a person in the world who's not affected by this, whether you're
Absolutely.
A parent, whether you're a grandparent, whether you are the student who's trying to be in college or whatever, virtual learning, it's nuts. And
yes,
I think
it is.
We have to all understand that the mental side of this, I consider this our greatest challenge when you talk about peak performance. You know, I'll throw it out to you, which is, you know, how do we adapt and somehow handle this new reality is really, really a giant challenge. The you have another definition of PEDs, don't you?
I do.
So
My
do
definition
I.
of PEDs is performance-enhancing decisions. The bottom line is your life comes down to the decisions that you make, you know, and the bottom line is we are in control of the decisions we make. It all starts with us, you know, with the new program, like I told you, Communicate with Impact that I started, it goes through a process of pillars and it builds on each one, starting with your self-awareness and then ending with your decisions. You know, in between you have your focus. So what are you focusing on? The language that you're using. You know,
that's a great
the posture
one
that you're holding. It's you know, and the questions that you ask, you know, the questions that you ask yourself are going to determine the answers, and those answers are going to what makes you make your decisions. You know, if you ask a bad question, if you ask, oh, how come I'm always getting hurt? Well, then your brain is going to figure out, go, oh, because you're running wrong. You don't
the
know
mental
what you're doing.
Game.
Right.
The mental game. You want to hear
it's
my,
so mental.
You want to hear my,
absolutely.
Yes. Performance enhancing drugs. My, change is performance surviving. Drugs.
Nice.
This constant
nice.
Drive, whether it's in youth sports and they're all living on over-the-counter, or it's
yep.
the best athletes in the world, or the horror story of the opioid
yep.
epidemic in that regard. I thought it was funny. We both had a little a different, you know, mind on the sports medicine side. But your particular attention, and it is performance-enhancing what?
Decisions.
Yes. And that whole idea, regardless of the whether we're talking about the young athlete or the superstar or the individual who's trying to get a scholarship or whatever, all of these decisions are so important. And again, you know, the 20 years ago, sports medicine never heard of the word mindfulness. Sports psychology was still considered semi-voodoo. And again, you know, peak performance is a great title, I think, in, you know, all these different things that you would do. Are you working with any teams, coaches, or athletes besides all the business world?
Well, the people that I used to do the clinics with, I'm always, you know, speaking with them and helping them out, you know, helping them craft a little bit here and there, but nothing specific with any teams at the moment, which I would love to be able to do.
Well, you send them a copy of the show. You send them a copy of this show, Anthony, and they'll probably be calling you in order to be able to be pay attention. Because, again, once you throw in that you're a certified speed, agility, and quickness, then the world of youth sports especially is going to pay attention sometimes to the other side. And, you know, again, in this challenges, which I use the word iffy. Whether we're going to, is there going to be college football? It's iffy. What about pro football? Iffy. You know, what about any of these? What about the high school team or whatever? Yep. So, again, I think it's a major, major challenge in order to be paying attention to these kinds of factors. And give us the three or four bullets again, and then I'm going to ask you for your website before we finish. When you were talking about the analogy, take a shot.
Sure.
What were those again?
Well, number one was taking a shot. You always got to take a shot. The only way you score in life or in basketball is by shooting the ball and taking a shot. You always don't have to shine. Give an assist to somebody. Pass the ball. Let them shine. Let someone else shine. You'll get your credit when it's due. And then when you shoot and miss, are you going after your rebound? Are you following your shot? Are you letting your other teammates get your rebound? Everybody has to just regroup. You know, a missed shot doesn't mean you're missed forever. It just means you missed that one. Get back up and do it again.
Right. Don't forget to add the one that I threw in, which was teammates.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
At your next talk, say, hey, I'm the sports doctor. He threw in the teammate.
That's not a problem.
Anthony, yes, give me the website people can find out about you, your book, and your programs again.
Sure. It's www.anthonymdrago.com.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Again, certified speed and agility coach, as well as peak performance, Anthony Drago. Anthony, hold on one second. We'll be right back, everybody. Sure. It's Sports Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Will.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Avnita Suri. She is a certified lifetime prescription health coach. She is a MetaHealth master practitioner, and her main specialty is dealing with chronic pain. Avnita, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thank you so much.
Give us some background on yourself and the your interest in the world of chronic pain.
Yeah, well, it started when I had back pain myself. And having gone down the normal route of the medical industry, I found my back pain was not becoming better. I found I was doing fewer and fewer things, so before I could do certain activities. But as time went on, as years went by, I was doing less and less stuff. So it got more and more frustrating. And I'd done all the usual things, and I'd been to a physiotherapist, an osteopath, a chiropractor. It was just not working. It happened.
You forgot to go to podiatry to get orthotics in your shoes. Go ahead. Okay.
But you didn't.
That's what you left out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you're right, Dr. Bob. Some things will work for people at different points of their lives. So, you know, it's not that these things don't work. It's just that they didn't work for me at the time. So, and I managed to sort out my own back pain reading a book, and my back pain went within 7 weeks completely. And that book is called Healing Back Pain, The Mind-Body Connection by John Sarno. So fast forward to today, I have since learned about root cause analysis, and we do, being a lifestyle prescriptions health coach. So basically we trace pain back to when it started, and it will be a traumatic event. It's not always so traumatic, but it will be an event. It could be a small T trauma, but it's something that we value, or something we value. So we can work out the emotions and repressed emotions and beliefs, and once we transform a lot of that, we find people often come out of pain. So that's my field of work. I am really passionate about it because I've seen a lot of people come out of pain after struggling with many, many modalities.
Well, it's interesting, and we've talked about it on the Sports Doctor for 25 years or longer. I call it the mental game. The whole value of the mental side, and pain is one of the gigantic areas where in the world of sports medicine, where the challenge to try to heal faster, stay away from pain medicine, there's a nightmare in the world, the United States, also in the UK, of opioids and pain medicines. So the ability to bring in holistic practices has always been a big part of the Sports Doctor, the mind-body connection, mindfulness. Everybody is now taking this much more seriously than they did 10, 20 years ago when if it wasn't an injection or a pill or surgery, it wasn't accepted.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're going down the right way if they're taking it more seriously now, because otherwise we see people in pain for like 50 years, never getting out of it, when actually the solution is simple. So this is where I think it's a great shame. If you leave out the mind-body healing, you could be leaving out, could be, like 80% of the healing, or 80 to 100, I'd say. For me, it's been a massive change in my life, looking at the emotional, the spiritual side. I feel if we take out the spirit, the human spirit, out of health, we're actually not dealing with it effectively enough. That's my experience.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a factor there. Again, whether it is somebody's in the world of coaching, whether somebody's in the world of parenting a young athlete, whether somebody is trying to overcome adversity, mental side becomes a very big deal, and spirituality is a very, very included aspect of wellness, of health and wellness, mm-hmm. and health and wellness is a big deal. And, you know, it's interesting, medicine, 30% of medicine is placebo, which is the whole expectation side of things. Mm-hmm. That's why they give a placebo when they're testing a vaccine against what the real medicine might be in order to be able to assume might help, it might not help. What's your relationship, Avnita, with the medical profession or the psychology profession in your world?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't have a relationship with them at the moment because I feel very differently about it. Psychology, yes, it's great because we need to bring in the mind.
Yes.
But I find if we, and this is just how I work, I find if we focus too much on the physical side, like what's wrong with the human body, and just look at it like in a mechanical way, I find we are stumbling. So if we look at it holistically, and that includes what's going on in the person's life, that's where I feel the relief is. And I just want to point out that the way I work is not so much just feeling happier, more positive. It's not, to me, even wellness is just part of it. The main thing is that we use symptoms as a lifestyle prescriptions health coach. I use symptoms like the human body is working perfectly and it's just reacted to some stress and trauma. And I use those very symptoms, whether they're, you know, pain in your foot or you've got numbness on one side of the body, tingling, whatever it is, I ask the person to bring in awareness and we work out exactly what happened. So if you feel into these symptoms and treat that like, you know, we can treat life like things are working perfectly. Like many coaches I find work like this when it comes to like finding love or working on abundance, and they work out where are you stuck, you know, what are your thoughts behind it, what are your beliefs, and they use what's going on in your life as like pointers. So I do the same with the human body. I treat it like it's working perfectly. And then I ask the person to feel into their symptoms and we work out these emotions and beliefs. It's like the whole story comes to life. And that's what, it's like your body's requiring this to, you know, for you to communicate with it.
And again, the bottom line is that I know you also incorporate NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, all of these powerful methods of being able to help people heal or enhance healing. And, the meditation, relaxation, anti-stress, all of these capabilities, because you're really, bottom line is you're using all of these. And again, I look at spirituality, Avnita, in the world of health and wellness, like I did psychology 25 years ago, and that was a new word. And it was kind of mm-hmm. challenging. And now I look at the spirituality side when we're talking about, again, even in the right smack in the middle of sports medicine and health and wellness is trying to get rid of the pain, trying to be able to return to what you enjoy or et cetera. So your methodologies, again, bottom line is you're looking to reduce. What's the website, Avnita, people can find out about your work?
I'd really like them to come and join me on my free Facebook group. It's the community, and I have already a lot of people there. It's Freedom from Chronic Pain, the community. It's a Facebook group. It's free, and I've got lots of videos there where I teach about emotional release and about understanding that a lot of these conditions, arthritis, scoliosis, sciatica, because I've helped people already, even maybe dropping their pain to a certain level or even completely getting rid of it. By understanding that a lot of these symptoms, conditions are okay to have, providing you've had it checked by a medical doctor for like anything imminent, any urgent issues like tumor
or whatever.
Of course,
yes. And I think that people get that. Yes.
Yes, that urgency is gone. But I'm talking about chronic pain. So 3 months or more, if you're not getting rid of it, I highly recommend looking at the mind-body healing side, and not just, like I said, wellness and feeling happy. It's not just that. It's about really focusing in what your symptoms are saying. That's a different issue now because it's working more accurately.
Yeah,
and
you're an educator.
And so I have lots.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, just like you having, you know, trying to spread your message about the work you do, I feel very passionate because I think, you know, when I see people in decades of pain, I think, but you've not even gone to the right side. You've not even gone to where what your heart is saying. It's
so how do they find you?
Coming
they
in
go
and,
to your Facebook? They go to your Facebook
I'd
page
love that.
Or you have a website?
My Facebook group, which is called Freedom from Chronic Pain, the community, and it's, you know, by me, Avnita Suri. So if they can find me like that, that's great. Because then I can keep in communication with them and I don't lose them. So that would be lovely.
What age groups, Avnita, just in general, what age groups do you pay attention to? Everybody.
Dr. Bob, I would say, you know how it is. Yeah, you know you can help anyone, but all right. I would say 30 to about 65 because they've already done all the, we're really good at this, and they've gone through all that. And then they realize later, hold on, it's not working. That's when people start listening. When they've really struggled with something, that's when I say, okay, it's time to go inside. Stop looking outside so much. Bring your awareness into your body and work from that.
Here in the United States, one of my biggest pet peeves over the years on the Sports Doctor is that the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allows TV advertising of prescription drugs and drugs. You walk down the aisle of a store, there's two aisles of pain medicines. So the world of chronic pain is a very, very big deal because it's very, you know, you mentioned the word arthritis. You know, people who are developing conditions, a lot of them lifestyle related, or end up dealing. And again, the opioid and the pain pill nightmare crisis that the United States and other countries have been up to our ears with, thousands of deaths. So the ability to pay attention to a holistic side of dealing with pain, I think, is a big deal. And we're going to talk more about that. We're talking with Meta Health Master Practitioner Avnita Suri over there across the pond in England. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. We're over there in the United Kingdom. We're talking with Avnita Suri, a certified health coach, lifetime of prescription. What's a Meta Health Master Practitioner, Avnita?
It's the same as the lifestyle health coach, and we look at root cause. So we look at all the conflicts of the human body, so people can come with me with a variety of conditions. It actually doesn't matter. I just try and get them to feed into their bodies, and we work out when the illness started, what was going on in the person's life, their beliefs, their emotions. And once we help the person transform this, we often find that they have a reaction, like the organ tissue reaction, and they're going to like regeneration, in effect, like healing. So they're both the same, MetaHealth and Lifestyle Prescriptions. They're just different companies.
Okay. What are some of the things that you recommend? What are some of the things, three or four bullet points, that are part of your recommendation world for people who are dealing with, you know, is it meditation? Is it anti-stress exercises? What are some of the things that work for you for dealing with chronic pain?
So I run a chronic pain online course because I know it can be just taught online. So I would say the three main things are, number one, don't focus on the label. Like if you have a sciatica, herniated disc, all these various conditions, providing we've agreed, you've seen it by a medical doctor, and the urgency is gone. So there's nothing serious going on, like a tumor or anything like that. It's just chronic pain. You may have a diagnosis, but what I would say is keep that down, because that's keeping you stuck in the pain.
Good point.
People who feel, people who feel they've got this like herniated disc, or they'll say, I've got a slip disc, and then you've created a limiting
belief. You become married to the label.
You can't
get past what the condition is. That's a good point. What else?
Doctor, so that's one, okay? Just say it's emotional. Keep saying it's emotional. There's nothing wrong, okay? I know it sounds weird. And number two, push yourself. So you probably do this with your clients because, because being a sports doctor, you know how to help them, to push them and say, well, do a bit more activity, or you need to do this. So they're already doing that. That's my big thing. Act normal. You should be bending, twisting, lifting. We are built to last. Right? The human body is strong, so we need to really stretch ourselves. But do it in baby steps, okay?
So that's so exercise two. Exercise is important. Exercise is important to you to include in all of this helping chronic pain, of course. Makes sense.
I think so. I don't mind what exercise. I don't mind yoga or running. What I'm saying is, do something, be active, okay? Walking, walk your dog, do your shopping. Don't make excuses for the pain. Don't be a victim to it, okay? And number three is do emotional release, okay? That is journal. Like do emotional, write about the times when you first started getting the pain. Write about your pain now. And it's not the pain physically, it's the pain in your life. Okay, it's all connected. Your life, your thoughts, your feelings, everything, your beliefs, it's all connected. So then write, you can say, or you can do emotional freedom technique. So these videos I have on my free Facebook group. So you can show it's about tapping various meridian points on the upper body and release these repressed emotions that are actually keeping the pain going. So those three things I highly recommend.
Yeah, tapping's a big deal, isn't it? Yeah. Tapping is a big
you've
deal.
You've heard of that, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Right. Big fan of tapping, the ability to touch certain meridians and create positive stimulus, healing stimulus in the body is a great area. What's it called? EPT? ETP?
That's it. Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT.
Great, yes. And
it's taken the world healing word by storm, yes.
And your points, again, are very, very applicable to people who are trying to stay active or trying to stay healthy, or they're trying to top perform, and they're dealing with persistent injury or injury consequences. This becomes a very, very important addition. It's not into the spiritual world only, where we're talking about gurus. This is very real, approachable, solid stuff to deal with chronic pain. And do you do some of the? So you have programs you do online also?
Yeah. I do online a chronic pain course online that people can join. But I'd rather they just come to the Facebook group, because that way we'll be in communication. But you've made a really important point. It's not just for gurus, all this spiritual stuff. I feel we're all spiritual beings having a human experience, but all these things are easily accessible to all of us, but it's our beliefs that keep us stuck. So we have to push past these beliefs, which we can do. Okay, so it's for you, for me, for everybody. We don't have to be amazing at meditation or yoga. We just need to tweak some thoughts and understand the
reality. I'll tell you, we need every weapon we can get as we speak, you know, with this upside-down world of the virus, which has affected every human being, and it's a tremendous challenge in the ability to enhance paying attention to the ability of the holistic side of things. I think, you know, really, really makes a lot of sense. Sometimes it's the only thing that really, really works, which has been your experience with many individuals, hasn't it?
You know, don't start me on the virus, because it's got too many high emotions behind it, so I'm not going to even go there. But, yes, you know, that's right. You're absolutely... Holistic sounds wishy-washy. It sounds like, you know, it might work, it's hit and miss. No, it's really powerful. There's many ways of getting through. Homeopathic, Ayurvedic, you know, just so many different holistic types
and
of
these
areas, therapies.
All of those areas, Avnita, all of those areas are being taken very seriously in the world of sports medicine. Absolutely.
Great.
There's tremendous, at the highest level, there are tremendous mental coaches who aren't necessarily psychologists. They aren't necessarily psychiatrists. They're really performance enhancers, and they're talking about all of these aspects in order to have the healthiest, highest performing athlete, and the idea, again, very, very important with what we're dealing with today. You know, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student, whether you're an athlete, you know, we're dealing with the virus, and being able to have mental weapons, I think, is very, very important with this crazy new reality that we're, you know, people are so stressed out.
Yeah.
Everybody's so angry. They're so upset. And the does UK have as big a opioid problem as the United States?
I'm not sure if it's as big, but it certainly has a problem. And there's so much chronic pain going around, and I feel that it's not dealt with effectively. That keeps people in pain. This is the problem. It's not that it's dealt with effectively and then, okay, you'll get out of it sooner or later, but chances are you can get stuck. So this is
so
the
your
problem.
Facebook
you
page,
do...
yes, Anita. We ran out of time. Anita Suri, really lifetime coach. And what's the so that if they go to Facebook, they can get your information.
Yeah, that would be great. So it's should I say the group? It's Freedom
Please.
From Chronic Pain. It's called Freedom from Chronic Pain, the community, by Avnita Suri.
Wonderful. Avnita, thank you so much for joining me. Hold on a quick second. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Adventures of Live Radio. Just on with England. It's really exciting stuff. Again, it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we answer a few emails. We talk about some upcoming shows. And again, everybody, if you want to go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, listen to so many different topics, so many guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, lots of great articles. Our infamous article, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, is there. So many great topics, concussions, specialization, shoes, lots of articles. And follow us on Twitter. We have over 31,000 followers. Lots of great information is always published on the Sports Doctor at Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio. We've got some great shows coming up next week. Mike Pia, and he is the CEO of HitCheck app, which is a mobile cognitive assessment app in order to get some information fast with social distancing. Then my old friend Pete Caliendo, his podcast is Baseball Outside the Box. And following week, we're going to talk obesity. It's a big area. I have talked about obesity 25 years, childhood obesity. Dr. Tammy Penhollow will join us. And then sports podiatrist, Dr. Mark Barkoff will be joining us. Let's see. Again, you want to send me an email. We mix them in. D-R-R Weil, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Phil says, talk about rubber bands. You know, Phil, rubber band exercise is something that I've been around for since the 70s when I first met the famous kinesio sports therapist, Bob Guida. He was going to tire companies to get rubber bands made because of the tremendous elasticity and demand of rubber bands. Whether you're exercising the foot ankle, whether you're doing the shoulder, tremendous versatility. You could be a superstar and you could be challenged with rubber band exercise, and you could be a child or a grandma and also safely benefit from the endless use. Rubber bands require stability. Think of stretching that band out. You have to hold it in its stretched position and you have to be able to stabilize it. Coming back and the contraction part. So I'm a big fan of rubber band exercise, especially feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is, what your child's sport is. That's why we feature it in the book, #HeySportsParents, as an essential exercise. Work those feet and ankles and rubber bands. You do need some technique. You do need to know what you're doing. There's all sorts of information. Pat says, you talk about the sand dune. Yes, I do. The sand dune stepper, Pat, is a unique piece of equipment. If you go to Instagram, and you'll see an incredible array of exercises and training done on the sand dune, which is a piece of equipment that simulates sand resistance. Think of yourself walking and standing on the beach and those feet and ankles and what it takes to grip and hold on. And whether you are standing and walking on the sand dune, whether you are juggling a ball, whether you're doing all sorts of fast or slow movements, the sand dune looks almost like two shoe boxes. Really, really can work those feet for all sorts of rehabilitation and balance work in sports. Tom says, my 11-year-old son, plays hockey. He plays 3-4 days a week. They have a traveling team. He's having trouble the past 2 years with these bumps on the back of his heel. We talked to the boot guy. Yeah, Tom, you want them to punch out the back of the boot in order to accommodate for that irritated bump. We've also, if it's persistent, there's a condition called Haglund's. And Haglund's deformity is an actual enlargement of the back of the heel bone. Almost all of these problems can be easily handled between, again, punching the back of the boot out and adding a custom orthotics to the boot in order to be able to control excessive heel motion, which always is one of the problems, especially with that flat type foot where there's rotation in and out and we're rubbing and getting friction on the back of that bump. Sometimes you have to also add some padding around that area. Once in three blue moons, it might be a surgical problem. Almost always, we will, punching out the boot alone is the first option, absolutely. That's, it's still bothering him. See podiatry, orthotics. Not only will it help with the bump pain, make him a better hockey player, you know, we're still getting some great input with the online program, Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In, www.thesportsdoctor.online, and its compatibility with our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, again, we're dealing with this tremendous challenge as we speak, with trying to return to school, high school, middle school, elementary school, college. Are the sports being played? Are they not sports being played? It is very, very chaotic. It's very individualized, depending where the school is, depending on how much virus is a problem in that area. This is a tremendous challenge. Ideally, if we could have got away with it, I would have loved us to have taken a whole season off and try to deal with the coronavirus and not be adding this incredible pressure on everybody to try to return to school, to try to reopen the schools, to try to deal with the virus at the same time. It's a nightmare. And it mixes in to everything we're doing. We have seen some successful return of sports, absolutely. We're watching baseball games. There's no fans, but we're watching games. The National Basketball Association in their bubble, that's really, really working. We will see what happens with fall football. That's iffy. And we're going to see what happens with all of these fall sports. I was excited last week to take part in the replay on YouTube of the interview that I did with Joel Franco with the exciting upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. And we were talking about all aspects of what my programs are involved with. You know, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the book, or the Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctor's In, really is about coming up with a game plan, regardless of the level. We're talking now the youth sports, regardless of the age or the level, traveling team, whatever the sport is, whatever your son or daughter's age is, a game plan, especially if that youngster is serious, you know, where they're playing a few times a week, maybe they're doing the sport every day, and maybe they are in training, maybe they're in season, and many times we're talking about dealing with an injury problem, with a sports medicine injury problem. I have a tremendous faculty of experts in the world of nutrition, mental training, physical training, coaching, parenting, to call on when it comes to some of these challenges. One young athlete, the problem was problems with anger situations, and we were able to tap into sports psychology and mental training. Other one was a absolute ankle consistent problem where the sports doctor's in. We were talking orthotics, rehab. Again, all mixed in. When can my son or daughter return to the sport? Mixed in, how long is it going to take for the surgery to be able to come back into the sport or not? So a lot of these different challenges with, let alone the mayhem, again, that we're dealing with regarding, you know, the virus and the idea of whether we're coming back. It's been a very big mental problem for everybody, including the youngsters, absolutely. Scared to come back to the sport. Maybe they're not scared, very concerned about everybody's wearing masks, all of these crazy things that are going on, and the rush sometimes to try to get ready to play, overdoing it and running into injury concerns and overuse problems because of the demand of trying to fit it in all of a sudden and with crazy schedules. so, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In allows us, and the free consult again is available to talk about what options and what we're concerned or talking about. Are we talking about putting mom and dad in touch with some great nutrition information and counseling? Are, again, we talking about dealing with a year's worth of ankle problems with this young figure skater? Whether we're talking about some of the different persistent shin splint problems with this young cross-country runner having all of these types of problems, www.thesportsdoctor.online. Stay safe, everybody. Stay informed. Thanks. It's the Sports Doctor.